أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وآتوا اليتامى أموالهم ولا تتبدلوا الخبيث بالطيب ولا تأكلوا أموالهم إلى أموالكم إنه كان حوبا كبيرا.
O mankind, fear your Rabb, who's created you from a single soul and created from it its partner, and through them both he has scattered innumerable men and women. Fear Allah, the one through whom you demand your rights, and fear and be careful of the wombs, that is, the close relatives. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala is ever watchful over you. This is Surah Nisa, and it discusses the rights of orphans, women, widows. And the verse, and the surah starts off with ittaqu rabbakum, addressing mankind in general, whether it is a man or a woman, whether it is a person that is small in community without any social standing, or a person that has got some type of standing. So an address directed to all mankind. Fear your Rabb. Reflect, and you will understand that everything that is working and functioning in you is existing because of Him. There isn't a second that you can see that you are indispensable. You can be replaced, and Allah Ta'ala can allow every system in you to fail just in a second's time. Everything is functioning normal, healthily and well, but in a single second everything can come to a still. He can immediately terminate, nothing stops Him. So it is His grace and compassion through which you live, you exist, and every second you are enjoying His grace. So be careful of this Rabb, that you exist and you depend on entirely, not just partly, but entirely you exist on. خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا. Again, reflect over the fact that He has created you from a single soul. Your father Adam alayhi salam, from the single soul He has created its partner Hawa alayhi salam, and through them He has scattered out innumerable men and women. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. And again, Allah Ta'ala repeats the command of fearing Him, through whom you demand your mutual rights. تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِمْ. When you ask each other, then you ask in the name of Allah Ta'ala, that you see to my rights and see to me. I implore you in the name of Allah Ta'ala that you fulfill my rights. So when you ask for your rights, you ask through the name of Allah Ta'ala. Because you revere Him, you hold Him in great reverence and in great honor, in the greatest of honor and reverence you hold Allah Ta'ala. So hence when you ask for your rights, then you ask people through the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So that means you hold this name in a lot of reverence, then you must also revere and hold Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in that type of reverence. Like you want your rights to be fulfilled, then also be considerate. Understand that Allah Ta'ala also has rights over you. When He has rights over you, then are you only concerned about your rights being fulfilled and restored? And are you also considerate and concerned about fulfilling the rights of Allah Ta'ala? then in fulfilling the rights of people, then obviously the first that comes, the person that comes in the line is your immediate relatives, those that are closer and nearer to you. Their rights also are greater. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. And in fulfilling the rights, remember one principle, and that is Allah Ta'ala is ever watchful over you. One is those rights that are documented and written. So to fulfill those rights may be easy. But then those aspects that are discreet and very, very subtle, compassion, love, wishing well, intending right, not having any type of malicious intentions and different agendas. So Allah Pak says that He is ever watchful, like He sees you outwardly, He sees what's in your hearts and your mind. So you can only fulfill rights if you have the consciousness and the awareness of Allah Ta'ala that He is ever watchful over you. He knows that if you are joining up your relatives, it is only out of some type of routine or just a customary thing, or so that you may not be looked at with contempt in society. Or are you doing it because you have Allah Ta'ala deep within your heart, deep within your mind? So for what you are doing this? You are going to visit a relative, or you are showing some kindness? Is it just a routine or just a customary thing? Or are you doing it on account of the fact that it is the command of Allah Ta'ala? You've got Allah Ta'ala deep within your heart and deep within your mind. So you can only fulfill if you understand that He is ever watchful over you. You can fulfill the requirements of love, of compassion, of wishing well, intending well, if you have got Allah Ta'ala deep within you. The hadith says that مَنْ أَحَبَّ يُبْسَطَ لَهُ رِزْقُهُ وَيُنْسَأَ لَهُ فِي رِزْقِهِ وَيُنْسَأَ لَهُ فِي أَثَرِهِ فَلْيَسِلْ رَحِيمًا. The one that wants expansion in sustenance, and he wants a long life, then let him be kind towards his relative. Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu says that Nabi Sam, the first advice that he had given when he had come to Medina Munawwara, Ayyuhannas afshu salam, people make salam a customary practice, a common practice amongst yourselves. At'imut ta'am, and feed people. Whether you know the person, you don't know him, feed him. Wasilul arham, and join and maintain relationship. And wasallu bil layl wan nasu niyam, and perform namaz through the night whilst people are asleep, then enter into Jannat with peace and comfort. We want to enter into peace, we want to enter into Jannat, but without any problems, without any hurdles and difficulties. Our Jannat and Jahannam immediately starts with death, and we don't know when this moment can strike. So one easy way to get into Jannat with peace and with ease is maintain good relationship, maintain good and healthy ties with the people that are closer and closer to us. Doesn't mean that those that are at distance, that we don't maintain a relationship, but those that are nearer, then they have greater duties and greater rights upon us. Therefore, the reward also is doubled. Sadaqatu ala rahim sintan, and the little charity, the compassion that you do for a person that is related, then your reward is actually doubled. One is for sila and the other is sadaqah. Similarly, the person who serves relationship, then he is also in a very dangerous predicament. The hadith says, لا يدخل الجنة قاطع رحم. The one that serves relationship, then he won't even enter into Jannat. And then another hadith says, لا تنزل الرحمة لا تنزل الرحمة على قوم فيهم قاطع رحم. A community wherein there is a single person that serves relationship is deprived of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. This is so seriously taken in the sight of Allah Ta'ala that one person that is severing the relationship, as a result of that one person's stupidity, that entire community is deprived of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. وَآتُ الْيَتَامَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala commences with the rights of the orphans. People that cannot speak for themselves, they cannot defend their rights, then be even more concerned about fulfilling and restoring their rights, because they don't have any standing, and nor can they have any, they don't have the capability of defending their rights. So don't you extort them, don't take advantage over them. Give and restore to the orphans their rights and their properties and substitute your unworthy wealth for their good wealth. Sometimes you're just looking at the number, but you're not looking at the quality. Perhaps when you received his wealth, it was in a good state. Now that you want to return it, so it's already been used, and now it's not fetching the type of value that it had originally. So don't you restore your worthless things with their good property, and do not eat up their wealth by mixing your wealth with their wealth. Remember, this is a very serious sin in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, in every manner, in every way, try and see what is the maslihat and the expediency of these orphans, people that cannot talk for themselves, they cannot defend themselves, then don't extort them, don't exploit them. Look for their advantage, look for the ways that you can allow them to prosper and allow their wealth to be in a better state than the time that they had received it. Now that it is in your care, they are in your custody, so try and improve their lot at all times. And remember, disregarding this is a serious sin in the sight of Allah Ta'ala.